A friend was telling us about another friend whose bedroom in Kinderhook, New York, had become infested with stink bugs. As she detailed this woman's valiant efforts to rid herself of these pests, I looked around our sunroom where the conversation was taking place and noticed for the first time that we had stink bugs too. Perhaps not in biblical quantities, as our mutual friend did, but certainly more than I recall from previous autumns and winters, and they were of a different type. These insects, I was to discover, were brown marmorated stink bugs, about the size of a dime and shaped like a shield. According to a helpful handout from the Cornell Cooperative Extension, it's believed that marmorated stink bugs arrived in Pennsylvania from Asia during the mid-1990s and have been spreading ever since. "It's the call of the month, the call of the year," reported Maureen Mooney, a volunteer master gardener with the Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties. "They're looking to get in for the winter." "The good news," Ms. Mooney added, "is they don't bite. They don't do any damage to your house." However, one's definition of damage may be in the eye of the beholder. Sure, they're not as dangerous as termites to property values, and they won't sting you and cause physical pain. But the consensus seems to be that they are rather disgusting, and the more of them, the more disgusting they get. And if you're wondering why you suddenly have lots of stink bugs, in some cases a full-scale invasion, it's because stink bug populations have been soaring in the mid-Atlantic states, and stink bugs attract other stink bugs. And apparently the best way to rally their reinforcements is to crush them, releasing their eponymous scent. "They're perfectly harmless," Miss Mooney went on in tones that sounded almost encouraging, and that she'd probably hone talking callers down off the ledge. She added, "The thing to do is to vacuum them." The master gardener contended that the prospect of spending the rest of eternity in the bleak bowels of your vacuum cleaner, or at least until the bag fills to capacity and you empty it, will not prompt the insects to release their odoriferous scent. Only murder will. However, I have my doubts. If not marmorated stink bugs, we traditionally have another cold weather visitor that I always assumed was a stink bug, but that I now learn is actually a western conifer seed bug. "Beware of imposters," the Cooperative Extension flyer warns, as if we were discussing knockoff Gucci handbags. Frankly, I've always had a soft spot for western conifer seed bugs. While my attitude towards many insects is the knee-jerk reaction of alarm and disgust, especially when you encounter them indoors, I admired the western conifer. Its body is longer and, dare I say it, more elegant than the marmorated stink bugs for its wisdom in seeking shelter indoors during the cold weather months. I almost regarded them as tiny pets rather than pests in years past. They showed up in ones and twos rather than a full-scale D-Day invasion, and they were also pathetically lethargic. There was never a problem about picking them up, preferably in a tissue, and gently placing or tossing them outdoors. And when they flew, they made an endearing buzzing sound, like a child imitating an airplane propeller. I also wasn't repulsed by their scent. According to Wikipedia, their primary defense, and I'm quoting here, is to spray a bitter, offending smell, though sometimes they can smell pleasantly of apples, bananas, or even pine sap. See, I wasn't imagining it. However, I'd also be lying if I suggested that I didn't harbor the average human's deep primal skepticism when it comes to the insect world. So apparently does Miss Mooney. "I put on slacks this spring," she confided, "and had one on the inside of my leg and freaked out." I had a somewhat similar experience a few days ago, which may be what triggered this commentary. I felt an insect crawling up my back and even releasing its scent as I pursued it. But when I removed my shirt, there was nothing there. Might the encounter have simply been a product of overactive, stink bug phobic imagination? Apparently, there's reason to be spooked, and not just because Halloween's around the corner. A story in The New Yorker in March called "When 26,000 Stink Bugs Invade Your Home" by Catherine Schulz painted a rather indelible image of a stink bug invasion. This line in particular about the victims, a terrorized South Carolina couple named the Zimmermans, captured my imagination as they flailed at the invaders with brooms. The stink bugs, attracted to warmth, kept thwacking into their bodies as they worked. Miss Mooney also counseled against insecticides. "It's not going to kill any of the eggs," she told me, "and the smell of rotting stink bugs might actually attract scavengers such as carpet beetles, resulting in a second infestation." Apparently, Stink bugs are attracted to trees close to structures, finding their cracks and then moving in for the winter. So the best long-term solution is to seal gaps in your home with materials such as weatherproofing strips. However, in a 19th century farmhouse such as ours, where gaps and cracks are part of its charm, the challenge may be insurmountable. The ultimate solution may be the same one as with other bugs. Come to peace with them, if not necessarily in your slacks.